KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about The Valley of the Heart, a dazzling new gallery, and a pair of Fat Tuesday shows. My co-host David Wiegin and I are lean, mean, low body mass index machines, no fat in this studio. Good morning, David.
Oh, I'm not going to say a word. Good morning.
Anyway, we're going to open with music from one of those Fat Tuesday shows.
Gotta stoop so low, I wouldn't do that, me.
I wouldn't do that, me. I wouldn't do that.
I don't need them money, just the people I owe.
That's New Orleans musician John Cleary, British-born, but I think very nativized to New Orleans. And he's arriving in SF with his band to give us a taste of what Mardi Gras is like in New Orleans.
You know, that's the great thing about this time of the year is that it gives us an excuse, not that we need one, to hear, good times roll music out of New Orleans. And I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen are at Yoshi's in Oakland on Wednesday. That's Ash Wednesday. And on Tuesday, the Jazz Mafia Collective's Nola Funk Sextet plays Brick and Mortar with guests Lyrics Born, Gift of Gab, and the Stanford Marching Band, A Recipe for Chaos. A couple of plays now. Let's start with Valley of the Heart. This is Luis Valdez's play about a Latino family farming in the Santa Clara Valley. This is before Silicon Valley took off.
That's right. I think that there are some autobiographical aspects to this play from what I understand. And Valdez was the child of migrant farmers. And his parents eventually got a farm. And when they got this farm, they found out that it had been vacated by Japanese Americans who had been forcibly interned during World War II. So there's a lot of history there that he obviously draws from. This is one of our most important playwrights, without question. He's known for Zoot Suit and La Bamba, and an extraordinary force. And, of course, the founder of Teatro Campesino, which is a treasure, let's face it.
Yeah, Valley of the Heart continues at San Jose Stage through March 13th. It's already been extended because there's lots of extra sales. And I wanted to tell you about The Nether. This is a thoroughly creepy play, in a good way, at SF Playhouse. This is Jennifer Haley's play about a post-apocalyptic world, sort of a Matrix world, where people live their whole lives online and what happens when people indulge some truly disturbing fantasies. The Nether continues through March the 5th. Now music from some furry creatures. That's the Welsh band Super Furry Animals, which is reunited for a tour. I love the fact that there's a British brewer who loved them so much he named a beer for them. He called it Fuzzy Beer, and I just picture fur balls, you know?
Yeah, no, that sounds kind of like moldy or something, but that's not true of the music, though. The music is absolutely wonderful. They're a terrific band. They kind of went on hiatus about 5 years ago, and it looked like they were going in separate ways, but they are back together for this tour. The music is great. It has a wonderful sort of ethereal, psychedelic aspect to it. Some people have called them one of the most imaginative bands of our time. That's Billboard magazine, and someone else said that they are the most important band of the last 15 years. So take that.
Super Furry Animals play two dates, Tuesday at the Great American Music Hall, and Wednesday they're in San Jose at the Ritz. The Pace Gallery is an international chain of art galleries based in New York, and President Mark Glimcher is opening a branch in Menlo Park called Pace Art and Technology. He's done some pop-ups there in this former Tesla dealership, and they're opening with an extraordinary show of light sculptures by Team Lab, this Japanese art collective. It's very exciting. I went down and looked at it.
It sounds very exciting because I think that if there's any place in the country where we can talk about the merging of art and technology, it should be in the Bay Area. So this is something to look forward to.
Yeah, and these works are just gorgeous, absolutely beautiful works with animated butterflies and crows and flowers. I have to say, though, I'm a little puzzled by Mark Glimcher, the president of Pace Gallery's business plan, because he told me he's not sure if you can sell a lot of art in Silicon Valley.
The richest people in the world here still have baked into them a very powerful counterculture instinct, which is an instinct that is not great for the New York art market, but it's fantastic for art.
That's Mark Glimcher of the Pace Galleries in Menlo Park. The show Team Lab continues through July 1st. Tickets are $18, so we'll call that our cheap thrill. This is how it sounds when there's a pussy riot.
Будь смиренным, будь кротким, не заботься о тленном. Власти данной Богом, сынов, будь навеки верным. Я люблю Россию, я патриот. Отдыхать, конечно, приятнее в Греции или Ницце.
That's music from the Russian punk activist Pussy Riot, and this is so timely. They're in the news this week after releasing a new song and video that mocks the Russian prosecutor general who put members of the band in prison.
Obviously, they have a lot of political importance right now, and they have defied Vladimir Putin. They have defied the Russian establishment, but their music is also really good and really important.
Members of Pussy Riot joined Zarina Zabriskie in a conversation at the Warfield in San Francisco Wednesday. We can hope that they'll play some music, too. And, David, you had a shout-out.
I did. I want to mention that Paula West will be at Feinstein's at the Nico for her annual multi-week residency beginning on Thursday the 11th and continuing through March 6th. You don't want to miss Paula West.
We love Paula West. Last chance also for a show by digital artist Jim Campbell at the San Jose Institute for Contemporary Art that's open just through Sunday. Good times to enjoy the show are tonight during South First Friday in San Jose or Sunday about 3 p.m. The streets to yourself. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on all these listings at the Do List at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.